This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As Buddy D used to say, the championship season, the 2025 championship season kicks off on Sunday in the Dome. Saints taking on the Cardinals. I can't urge you strongly enough to turn down the TV and turn up WWL with the home team, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister with the call, Jeff Nowak on the sidelines. You can find out a lot more about the Saints and the team and everything else than you will by listening to TV, and it's not that hard to sync up. Mike, to tell you, I'd be part of the pregame coverage. He joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk every Friday. With Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Market Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thank you.
Let's talk about Cardinals defense versus Saints offense.
Cardinals have spent a lot of money in the offseason bringing in some veteran players in that front seven. They brought in Josh Sweat, who was part of that Eagles defense. They brought in the old pops himself, Calais Campbell. Calais, 38 years old. Man, 16 years in the National Football League. And so you know what you get with him. He's a huge man. Mm. He's 6'7.5", 300 pounds. He can't play 40, 45 snaps anymore. But they're hoping they can get a good 20, 25 out of him. They also, Dalvin Tomlinson, former University of Alabama. I know if Fiegel's listening, he'll like that part of it. But Tomlinson's a big run stuffer. Man, I would go after their corners, and that's going to be the key here. Can the Saints offensive line protect Spencer Rattler long enough? Because they have a lot of youth at the cornerback position. When you look at it, you know, Max Melton, Garrett Williams, their second-round pick, Will Johnson from Michigan. That's the weak spot for them.
How about the safeties? Buda
Baker. He patrols the deep end, but those corners, Tommy, I would try to hit that, and because that's the one area in question here on defense.
So that Cardinals D-line, better against the run than rushing the passer? Pretty good at both? What?
Well, with Josh Sweat, it certainly upgraded their pass rush because that's what he does extremely well. Calais Campbell is trying to get a ball over him. You know, because you figure he's 6'7.5", he throws those arms up. It's a pretty tall building to get over the top. They played the run solid, and they've added some pieces to help the pass rush. I think for this game, the Cardinals' deal is we're not going to let Alvin Kamara beat us running the ball. Mm-hmm. We're going to shut that down. And if you're going to beat us throwing it. My thing is, okay, let's pass protect well, give Spencer some time to throw the football, and I'm going after those young corners the Cardinals have.
So it seems like if the weakness is the corners, the trick is for Spencer to get the ball out quick, not necessarily long passes. You don't want to deal with Buda Baker or the other safety, Jalen Thompson, but you want to You want to kind of hit at the underneath stuff or not?
Yep, I agree. I think that's a big key here is to get them in space, let them use their speed out into the open field. I would use Alvin a lot, too, coming out the backfield. Mm-hmm. How well they'll be able to match up with him coming out of the backfield as a receiver. So it's obvious what the Cardinals have and what they don't. And what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to stop your running game with Alvin Kamara. And they're just going to say, okay, if the young kid beats us throwing it, go right ahead. But we're not going to let you run it. Okay, then if that's what you're going to give me, then I got to figure out a way to do it. And I'm going after him. In the short, quick passing game.
Yep. So what do the starting five look like on the offensive line?
For the Cardinals?
For the Saints.
Well, for the Saints, you know the two tackles with Fuaga and Kelvin Banks Jr. And it'll be interesting with Kelvin. This is his first regular season game, mm-hmm. but I like what I see. Man, I like what I see with that.
So do you line up Calais Campbell against him?
He will get some of that. Now, remember, at that age, he's not always going to see Calais Campbell.
Yeah, but he's got he got some savvy.
Yeah. And then Darius Robinson, who was a former first-round pick a couple years back mm-hmm. from Missouri, he's going to go up against him also. And they played against one another back in their college days. So you got McCoy in the middle, Cesar Ruiz at right guard. Left guard looks to be Dylan Radins mm-hmm. playing at that left guard. If I'm the Cardinals, that's the guy I target. I'm going after Radins.
The guy, the third, he can't play guard? I forgot his name.
Well, he has. He has.
I'm sorry to say the third, but I can't remember. I have it in front of me.
Yeah, from South Carolina. Yeah. And he has played he mostly played guard throughout his college career. And
Torricelli Simpkins the third. Simpkins, yeah. It was right in front of me. Okay.
And so with Simpkins, I think eventually, Tommy, it would not surprise me that somehow, some way, he's in this game fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. I've seen enough of Dylan Radins. Because I watched him with the Titans. He wasn't a starter there. Mm-hmm. He couldn't start for Tennessee. And, you know, he's going to have a difficult time here.
So you think if he has a difficult time, we see Torricelli Simpkins the third?
I would not be surprised one bit.
Okay.
Either that or the young man you just picked up from Dallas, mm-hmm. Richards, who has played all over the board, right tackle, left tackle. He's also played some guard. If I'm the Cardinals, I figured out real quickly. I'm going out to the Saints at their two guards because Ruiz has had a difficult camp. He has struggled. And in the preseason action, he struggled. And Raiden seems to struggle all the time.
Mike, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but before we go to the break, to be at that level, to go through everything you get to go through to get on the field at that moment – to get yourself tossed out of the game 6 seconds in is beyond stupid. I don't even know where the words are.
Jalen, man, I got all kind of stories about Carter. I know a couple guys that were on that Georgia staff when he was there. Pete Jenkins has worked with Jalen in sort of the private training and also at Georgia. And he is an unbelievable player. But that was a dumb moment. And I think the NFL is going to suspend him.
That makes you wonder if he's writing ahead or not. I'm not kidding, because that's just
no.
So
he makes
stupid.
Some dumb decisions.
Yeah,
and that's sort of part of the pattern here. I think he lets Tommy his emotions get carried away. And I've been told that by guys that have coached him and been around him that he is a very emotional guy. And if he thinks you disrespecting him, man, then he really gets upset. If you remember last year, this was late in the Saints game, he kind of ran across the field. He wanted to challenge everybody on the Saints bench all by himself.
I remember one time, I think he picked up Jaden Daniels and the guy calling a game, who was a quarterback, Robert Griffin III, made the mention of like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was a bizarre moment for everybody. 8:21,
yeah.
We'll pick it
You're
up.
Right.
You remember that?
You're right.
8:21, we'll pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, every Friday with Mike Detailier is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. On Friday, we open up the depth charts and we look at offense and defense and defense and offense and matchups. Mike, let's talk about that Cardinals front five on the offensive line. The big uglies, as Keith Jackson used to say.
Number 70, Paris Johnson Jr. I think he is an elite left tackle in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tommy, when he was in college at Ohio State, he had no clue about techniques. He was clueless. I mean, he was just bigger than everybody else and athletic as all get out. And the last couple years, he has really developed into a terrific left tackle. He played left guard, right tackle at Ohio State. They moved him to left tackle. It's the first time this year he's played the same position twice since high school. And he's a man. I mean, he's a man out on that field. So when they're going to run it, they're going to run it left. James Conner's an unbelievable story, overcoming cancer to play football. Tough, hard-nosed guy, north-south. And they also have a big back in his second year. And Trey Benson, a lot of people might remember him from his Florida State days. So they want to pound the ball. And you got the guy that, you know, he's the straw that turns the drink for them, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, and so they want to run it to the left with this big tackle, 6'6", 325. We also got to contain, which means the ends have to turn him in, but the guys in the middle got to hold their positions as well, right?
Yeah, and the thing with Kyler and watching him, I went back and I watched the last five games of the Cardinals. He's much more comfortable moving to his left and to his right. Now, he's 5'9", and maybe a little change.
He's not 5'9".
He's a guy that, okay, when the ball gets to him, he's looking downfield. He's always got his head on a swivel, but he moves a little left, a little right. He's much more effective to the left and because he can see the passing lanes better downfield. Throws the prettiest damn ball I've ever seen a quarterback throw. I mean, it is gorgeous the way he comes out of there. Now, sometimes he tries to play way too much hero ball. He'll try to do too much with that football.
Prone to fumbles, given his size?
A little bit, but, man, it's to catch him. And he buys time with his feet. But if you give him a lane, he's going to run up the
field. But there's something to be said about that, right, Mike? Proportionally, right. A smaller player with the ball holding it?
Yeah, and he holds it out. You know, just like, you know, you would carry almost like a straw. I mean, just holds it out there. But Trey McBride is the guy. He looks for him almost every play, the tight end. And now he's got Marvin Harrison Jr. Back for his second year. He's up to about 225 pounds. And they're going to give the Saints some issues stopping McBride. Because that's the matchup that's difficult, has been for difficult for 2 years for every team.
What's the spread?
It's 6.5.
You think the Saints win, Saints cover?
I think the Cardinals win, and I think the Cardinals cover.
Wow. All
right. More experience at quarterback, more playmakers on offense. I think the Saints, boy, if they can get it started in the passing game, you got a shot here, though.
I love you, but I hope you're wrong. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Russell Honoré, retired Army Lieutenant General. I think you know who he is, about his thoughts on President Trump talking about deploying the National Guard to different cities, including potentially New Orleans. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.